Less than 1% of Alaska's exports in 2012 ended up in the Philippines. But according to the island nation's first honorary consul to Alaska, new connections are being forged that could help build a market for Alaska seafood and even liquefied natural gas. Jeremy Shea from KTOO has the story.
If Alaska wants to make inroads in trade with the Philippines, the state has a lot of work to do. Here's the Philippines' recently appointed honorary consul to Alaska, Jenny Gomez Strickler.
When you say Alaska to folks in the Philippines, they don't think of the state, they think of milk. Apparently, Alaska is a brand of milk in the Philippines.
And if it's not milk?
It's a basketball. The basketball team that's sponsored by the milk company that's apparently fairly popular.
The Juneau resident and retired Alaska Department of Commerce and Economic Development worker was speaking to the Juneau World Affairs Council on Wednesday. In her new honorary role for the government of the Philippines, she's part bureaucrat and part international trade facilitator. She's trying to make the case that Alaska should mean seafood in the Philippines.
The Philippines is a fish-eating country, yet its fish is imported from other countries, and its imported salmon is farmed salmon.
Strickler, Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz, and the governor's office are trying to put together a seafood festival in Manila next year to show the country what Alaska has to offer. Strickler shared an anecdote about a missed connection that networking at the festival might fix. A former Juneau resident brought some Alaska seafood to Manila for his friends to try. One of the samplers happened to be a hotel owner.
The business owner enjoyed it so much, he said, "If I get this from you, can you guarantee me X amount throughout the year or portion of the year?" He looked him straight in the eye and said, "I can't, because I'm not a fisherman."
She said they're working on a pitch to get support from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Strickler also said she was on a recent conference call between Philippine Ambassador Jose Quisha Jr. and state officials. The ambassador said he's putting together a team to visit Alaska and investigate opportunities to import liquefied natural gas. Finally, Strickler said Aklan State University in the Philippines is interested in sending instructors to the University of Alaska Southeast through an exchange program. They want to learn about saltwater fisheries. Strickler said she expects that arrangement to come together after the Juneau Assembly adopts a sister city proclamation linking Juneau and Calibo, the capital city of the Philippine province Aklan. A Juneau Assembly committee backed the proclamation on Monday. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.